Omar Rabba. Zora Kelly Mirosh Hagag. Abu Achav Shibro. Amako Pot. Says Rash. Zora Bal Hakeli. Mirosh Hagag. Pot Zesh Shibro Amako. Called him Shvirosa. Shaharei Sofali Shogun. Going to be broken. But if someone else Zorak Kele Mirosh Hagag, then Rashi here says what? So, Baruch HaVashibro. So, the Rishon will be Chayef. We'll see what Posh Rashi said then. Amarab Zarkeim Rosh Hagag Vohoyu Tacht of Karam Uksosos Vohach Vesilko Okoda Vesilko. He did it himself. Pot my timer be in the Shadjib Suki Mesiki. Says Rashi, Zorak Mazik Kelim Rosh Hagag, and the Tach of Karmel Ksosos, Pot, Sharei, Misri Koso, and Tovali Shomesh. Achinot lo Hakarim, Zeshinot lo Hakarim, Afi Vat Zorek, Atzon lo Hakarim, Pot, the Gromen is Zoganam. Zorak Tinok me Rosh Hagag. Ubach the Kiblo. Messiah, look to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pesera Rabbona. The time he kahu asora ben Adam, asora makos, ben be basachas, ben be zachaze, uam pturim. Rabbi Pesera, Rabbi zachaze, achon chay v'neshikir v'nisos. Pturim, the ba'inin shiyak kol nefesh, kol nefesh, and kan makar kol nefesh. So the whole thing. From the Misa Rabbi Yehuda ben Pesera. Chai, which is like Kibo Basaya, they should cure me Sosa. The one who finishes it off. Okay. Boshor, the Kibo Bakarnov. Pugdor of Shmuel Ben Osho, Yosef Ben Brukdor, Rabban and Tanya, Menosim Pidyan Navsho, Main Isaac, Shmuel Ben Osho, Yonu Kumarovad, Main Maz. Now, the Gemara doesn't give much explanation. Take a look on your Zion on the base. Now we have Tsroros. Let's begin with a simple definition. We'll see it ain't so simple. The Gemara says as follows. There's a halacha called tsroros. The example of tsroros you have to begin with. An animal is walking and pebbles, stones go flying from under its feet and damage. This is a machlokas between Sumchas and the Chachon. The Gemara says, yeah, five lines down from where the Zion, from where it spreads out. Amar Rava. Bishlamas Sumchis Chesova Kocha Kugufo Domi. El Rabbonon Kugufo Domi Kula Nesek Bo Lashan. Ilav Kugufo Domi Chatsi Nesek Nami Lo Lashan. Ad Amar Rava Lo Olam Kugufo Domi Kocha Kugufo. Chatzin ezek tzroros hilchsog miri lo rash the halacha moshe misina. Okay, so kochol is certainly tzroros. Is tzroros only kochol, something else? Hashanah, we'll have to see. That's number one. But let's begin with the... Amar Rava. The Gemara said, Tora Rambanan. Tanagolim show you mechatetim mechevel dli. You have a well, and you have a pail, and you have a rope holding the pail. You have chickens pecking at the rope that's holding it. No nifsak hachevel, they break the rope, v'nishbadli, and the pail falls down and breaks. Mishamim nesek sholeim. They pay for some reason nesek sholeim. Now, the chickens did not hit the pail. They did X that caused Y. That's boy Rav dorsal kli. This chicken stepped on a kli, and the kli went moving. All kli v'lo shavro v'nizgal rula mochamacher v'nishbar, and it rolled and hit something. So what happened? It's not that a stone went flying out and did something. The animal pushed the kli. The kli went banging into a wall. Or it has an idea. We'll give the straightforward pshat that most Rishonim hold. When did the nesek occur? The moment it hit it, and it just takes a while to develop? Or the nesek occurred later on when it hit the wall? Difference? The pashtus is that if the animal hit it, so hit it with its goof. And therefore, it pensing nazik shalek. But if it rolled to the wall and damage happened as a result of the power of the push, so therefore it is sroros, it's chatzi nazik. That's botsamik. When did the damage occur? At the beginning or at the end? We can prove this from Rabba. Zora keli morosh hagag gubacha v'shibro v'makel potru. Tamrina morat tfira tova. So Rabba will say what? The Gemara wants to say Rabba is of opinion that basa meikar aslina. That the moment, what is the svara behind Rabba? That the moment you zora keli, you did your mitzvah hezek. It's going to take a while till it plays out, but the mitzvah hezek began and finished right there. So by the time the second person hit it, the mitzvah hezek is done. And it's a broken keli already. You know what I'm saying? Rabbi Pshita, the rabbi didn't know. Toshma. Hidu, Seinu Mu'at. What is Hidus? Rikidas Targagola. Then we have a bunch of chickens dancing around the place. Okay, so Hidus Targagola. Now we have, what is a muad? A muad is anything that an animal does on a regular basis. So, something it damages while it's walking, so that's regular. Same, an animal sees food, eats it, that's regular. Where do you not have an animal being a narchan, a kshor being no geach? Not regular. It's the other three times it becomes regular. It's a different time and mood. And the Gemara says here at the end of the first parak, but there are animals that are mood mitchilasan. the fact that a lion, if I might, Chamisha Tamim, Chamisha Mod, Habehema, let's take a look, Tezvav and Beis. Anyway, whether it's the Liga, for the Giga, for the Losha, for the Lirbo, for the Livo. Hashem, whether it's Lecho, as Haroilo. But if I have, am I walking with my pet dog down the street, and you have a shirt lying in the street, and my pet dog decides to eat your shirt, it's not a royal. He does not normally eat shirts. That's what Hashem who had this was a royal. Haregum who had this shpov a derech hilucho. Hadzeev a wolf. Hari adov a nomav a hambardalis. That, you know, if I'm walking down by the street with my pet lion and it sees your animal and it eats it, yeah, that already is a mu'ud. Mu'ud is anything that's done on a regular basis. So chickens dancing around is something that's done on a regular basis. So that's two ideas in the world. This dancing around in chickens, it's a regular thing or not regular? Rashi says. It's a normal thing, chickens dancing around. Rabbi says, Bochum dancing around. Okay. No. Ela lab hitus vehitis. What happens? Chickens are dancing around, and there's a pebble. And when they're dancing around, a pebble goes flying off. Welcome, if look it. Now, what is it? Hitus shigilgal haklei. Not a pebble. No. There is a keli there. And as the chickens are dancing around, they bump into the keli. And the keli goes flying off. And what's the 2 days for No, but he just throws a pebble one flying off. Toshmar, Hanagolim, Shoyu Mechatit in Bechavodli, Benisak Hachavod, Benishvadli. Shalmim Nezik Shalim Shmamino Bosmikoraz Lina. Why? Because it was Bosophas Lina and it fell down. So it damaged the result of Koach. And therefore should be Chatzin Nezik. Tigma Achevo, you have to pay for the rope. It's not normal for a chicken to be chewing up a rope. The mall's volition, no. On the rope, there was some Rashi mall's volition. They're trying to tie a woman to the chevel. It's got a chevel. There's dough on this rope, there's dough. So the chicken is pecking, eating the dough. And while he's pecking, eating the dough, he's pecking also at the rope. We're not talking about the rope, we're talking. One keli fell on another keli. Maybe the only time Sumcha said Kochol Gugufo is Koach Rishon, but not Koach Sheni. Koach Kochol. Don't allow them. Rav Ashi once said, according to Hadith Kwash Adu, did Sumcha say it also about Kochol? Tivshle, love Kochol Don. El Rabbanan, no, it's not so much Rabbanan. Shma mino botsa meikara azlinen. Okay. Omer Bibi Barabaye. No, that's not the story. Tukazu mine mine. What happened? And Rishonim give a different story. That this Tarnagol wanted to drink water from the pail. So what does it do? It has to get to the pail. So it's a very smart, intelligent chicken. So it's eating at the rope, and while it's eating at the rope, the pail, for purpose what? To get the water down on the ground. And then it begins trying to eat from the pail. While it's eating from the pail, it keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. And it keeps pushing and pushing and pushing until it bumps into a wall. Both of me in a minute. Rush. Okay. Burn of Rush. Okay. Causal delete. Mean that the Tana go below Nishba, you dead gilu. Marked it wrong. Lamoka Macha. Elohu Dolchvo, Kolshaw, he's just pushing it. Ubishash Shri Ritnami. He just pushed it into the wall. Okay. Now, so the Gemara, now the question is, what is the Gemara ending up saying? That is what confused Rishonim. Because when you said, Shma Mino Botsume Krasin, and we will solve the problem, Omer Bibi said, no, does that mean we can't prove anything it's a Baidu of Shito? Or it means no. Botsutova Mona Aslina. A little confusing how the Gemara ends up. This is the Gemara. Now, what puzzled everybody is the psukim of the Rif. The Rif paskens like this. Tana Golem show you Machatan Bechavot Li, Menifsa Chavot, Dav Zain Omer Aleph and Dapay Arif, if you have a Vilna Shatz, I don't know where it's an Oto Adra. Menish Badli, Mesham Dazak Soli, Vuhu the Kotsu Mine Mine. So, that's on the one hand. On the one hand, if you take a look how it passes our Gemara, on the Chavav on the base, which here is on the Rabba Zor came over Shagag Boach Vishibu Makam Potter. My time is normally Monetria Tava. So, according to the way the Gemara set it up, it was very Korva. It's very Korva. Why do I need those? That is the question to understand the rift that bothered everybody. Okay. So you have the Balamor says the Rif is wrong. Okay, no big surprise. You have the Ramban who defends the Rif and says the Rif believes that Basa Tova Monas in it. Alright, what does it do with the fact that he paskins pot? Comes the Raj Pino, he says Meikara. So we'll have to see. And each region is going to use this to define and give us many yusaidis in understanding what it's all about. So if you take a look, what is the Rambam Paskin? And Perek Beis is... What?
Park
Bay is Niskimam and Alabi Yadal. Yadal. Yeah. Hoy mechatetim bechevel dli. V'nifsak hachevel v'nishbar adli. Shalom v'nasek sholeh. V'hu. So, shenizgalgal hadli machmotson ad shenofal v'nishbar. Dli is nizgalgal machmotson. So the dli fell down. The Tarnagol pushed the dli, and it went into the wall. Says the Magid Mishnah. Hakavone shenogu beguf hadli. Chendas ha'alocha shom. Rav Bibi chendas ha'rashma. Okay. That means he pushed the dli. The dli went into the wall. He didn't push it into the wall. He pushed it and the dli rolled into the wall. That's not Tzroros. Why is it not Tzroros? So you could say simple, because Bosomei Koraz. So, who the Kozumine means it didn't drop, he pushed it. Not like Rashi pushed it into the wall. Rashi, by saying he pushed it into the wall, says no, you cannot, the Gemara does, and Rashi spells it out. You cannot prove anything from our Gemara. Whether or not Botsame Kara Basatavamana. But Rabba says it, Rava had a suffix. And how do we pask it? Rashi doesn't tell us. The Gemara ends up not proving anything, just saying Rava had a suffix. And Rava in the suffix could have interpreted the Gemara not to be Machriya the suffix. It's another possible pshat. Rabba had his pshat. And that's it. Rama says no. The Gemara says that the Gemara's maskana is Basamei Kara. So therefore, when he says Zora Keli Me Rosh Hagag, which is Berg Zayin Chovo Masik Yudbei. Zorakelim Rosh Hagag lo Aretz. Vohayu tacht of Kelim. Vokodim Achim Shirim Makol Kishu Ba'aver Kodim Shagil Aret. Harzah Achim Potter. So Shover Ela Keli Shisov Li Shover Miyad Bevadai. Vimtsa Shikishova Keli Shu Shover. The Ainza Kigorein. What is it? He says that if I throw it down, and the keli was definitely going to crash into the ground and break, and someone smashed it. I broke a smashed keli. Banging a smashed keli, there's nothing. One could have interpreted the Rambam very simple. We say Bochamei Korazlin. I view the mazik as having been done right away. Hezek is being done right away. Since I view the Hezek as having been done right away, so it's a keli that's been damaged already. I break a broken keli. No big deal. I'm done. That is a simple way of turning the Rambam. Very simple. Ramban has a whole different way. We'll see what the Rashba does. We'll see what Balaitosis to the Rosh, etc. But comes along the Balamor, and Balamor says, an abide lo ifshita. And he comes with a strange idea, and it has to be Tekel. And it's like it, and it is Cholkin, not Potel Cholkin. It's Momen Amut Vosov Cholkin. It says the Ramban, Then he says, generally, well, I'm not going into this in detail. This is a bar mitzvah. Momer amuto b'sofek. What's the halacha? Amotzi momer chaber all of a raya. Okay. But here it's not simply momer amuto b'sofek. Why? Because Rabbi was clear, and Rabbi had a sofek. So therefore, it's not a 50-50, it's 75-25. And therefore, it's holy. Ramban goes crazy, you know, there's no such thing, blah, 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 blah. And this is a whole issue of how to deal with moment of multiple suffix. I don't want to get distracted by that. And it's a month's work of Bo Metzia. If you take a look in the Ramban, at the very end. We'll just do the end of the Ramban. So it's every... It's around 10 lines up from the end of the Ramban. V'yesh b'zeh derech acheres perish Shmuel Tzu. Shmuel Ba'atz. I have a whole different mahalach. Uh-huh. What is it? The inu shenafarish v'noma. The rabba bosa b'sof also. He's not made karetz bosa tovamor. Or the karma of Gemara that Tivshul amid the Rabba, Hachipurish Tivshul to Basa Sofasina. Not like Rashi says Masamei Kara, Basa Basof. Kevin Sofali Shov of Ein Lo Domim Achshav. Wow. Now he says like this: no hezek was done to it. The hezek is going to happen when it hits the ground. So why does the person who smashes it, Zipata, how much is something worth 1 second before it hits the ground? Zero. So smash the keli is now worth zero. So the person who dropped it, but to take something, and here we're going to be getting to grummas. I took something valuable, and I made it worthless. Rama. Why? Mazik is not Hefsed Mammon. Mazik has to be either Hefsed Chafetz or Hefsed Mammon by a physical destruction. Stop making something worthless. Now, here, it's not so simple. I'll just tell you a side issue. Again, we can't go all above a comma simultaneously. Let's say there is a Kohen and he got a very valuable amount of wine as Truma Gedola. And someone comes, Tome, and touches all the wine. Now worthless. The Gemara discusses it Hezek Shein and Nikki Hezek Rangema. But there, what has happened, what is the discussion whether the halachic change is considered Hezek or not? You need a change to be considered Hezek. The question is it a physical change or even a halachic change? Here, no physical difference. The same wine, the same wine, the same wine. Elanah, it's Truma Tmeya. Truma Tmeya, wine Truma Tmeya you can use for Ziluf. That means you can, if it has a nice odor, you can use it as deodorant in the room. That's about it. And if you're talking a very fancy $1,000 bottle of wine, somehow people pay for it, I don't know why. But whatever. Now you're not drinking it, you're using it for Kohanim to be able to smell when it is used as deodorant in the room. So what is the Shaila? And there you swear that hezek is not taking something and making it worthless. It's making a change in the object. Now, once you make a change in the object, it's a physical change. It's a halachic change. But the object has to be changed. Just taking something and making it worthless is not considered hefsid. Hefsid moment, although I'm mouse at you moment, Cohen had a very valuable collection of wine now. Tomei, useless. Now, so he says, so therefore, the Zorek didn't do damage yet, it's not damaged till it hits the ground. The one who slammed it didn't, well, he did the damage, but how much did he have to pay? Now, here we're getting into another issue, a very subtle issue, whether or not you pay for hefsid chayfetz, you pay for hefsid mamet. There's a supposed story, I heard it here in Eretz Yisrael when I first came. I never heard it from a Rebbe Sefron, Reb Chaim. The following din Torah happened. And there are two versions of it, whether it happened very rare books or very rare stamps, whatever it is. These were unique collector items. Each one is worth 50,000, the only type in the world. Each one is worth 50,000. And a mazik came and burnt one of them. So the owner says, okay, I just thought 50,000. The mazik says, no. Now the one that's left is the only one in the world. It went up in value. So, question is he a mazik or not? Question is, definitely hefsid chayfetz. The chayfetz was worth, when I destroyed that chayfetz, 50,000. And now, okay, was there a hefsid moment? Maybe yes, maybe not. Depends how the one left, how much its value went up as being the only one in the world. So when the person first told me the story, I said, "Wait." So Reb Chaim supposedly paskened as a mazik he's potter. If he would be a gan, if he'd be chayef. Why? A ganev is chayef for lekichas chayfetz. I took a chayfetz worth 50,000. A mazik, hefsid mamet. I said, wait a second, Reb Chaim said it. It's chlipei achefetz. So the person came back to me. What Reb Chaim really said, and I said, mistomer Reb Chaim meant was the following. That if there is no hefsid mamet, you're not a mazik. But once you're hefsid mamet, then you pay for, at least according to the Rabbah, chlipei achefetz. The person came back, yeah, that's exactly what Reb Chaim said. What does it mean? If there is no hefsid mamet, you're not a mazik. Now, if you have this beautiful, brand new Rolls Royce, and I bump into you, and I make a little scratch on the bumper, but you had this perfect Rolls Royce, now there's a little scratch on the bumper. Am I a mazik or not a mazik? If I looked, is the value of this Rolls Royce go up and down? If the value of the Rolls Royce did not go down, I'm not a mazik. You would want your Rolls Royce to be perfect, but that doesn't turn me into a mazik. And that's basically what the Ramban says. Kol's man, there's no hefsid moment, you're not in the parsha mazik whatsoever. You destroyed a chayfetz that was not destroyed yet. But I have to view not only the you were dropped a beautiful crystal vase worth $1,000. Okay? If I would take this object in abstract, it's worth $1,000. But I don't take it. I look at it in its current situation. What's its current situation? Let's say a person did not sell his chametz, whatever reason, and he has 10 bottles of valuable scotch, and it's 1 minute before it becomes osur erev Pesach, and someone comes and smashes it off. What is all that valuable scotch worth erev Pesach 1 minute before it becomes osur nothing? It's very valuable. You have to evaluate every object in the situation that it finds itself to be in. That's the Ramban. We'll get to other different variations of this. So therefore the Ramban says, Rabba says, Basar b'sofas, and it's not damaged, but it's valueless. Therefore, the Ramban, let's continue in the Ramban. That would be easy. We'll see the Ramban gives a twist that is mind-blowing. But, okay, that's how the Ramban begins. But the Ramban is beginning on two levels. If there is no Hefzid Mammon, forget where the Mazik is, you pay Hefzid Chayfetz or Hefzid Mammon. Forget that issue. But in order to be a Mazik, I have to have a Hefzid Mammon. If there is no Hefzid Mammon, you have a beautiful lawn, and I go, and it's very artistically, and I go and I begin picking things off of it, and it's not so perfect. Am I a mazik or not? A blade of grass here, a blade of grass there, a blade of grass here. Am I a mazik? I'm only a mazik if I cause you a Hefzid Mammon. There's no Hefzid Mammon. That you want this perfect lawn to have to bring a gardener to fix it up, but I'm not a mazik. And he says, how much are you supposed to pay him? Now, what about? And the others, wait a second. Is the first one who wrote Sayach? No. But a tinok falling down, about to slam into the ground, Ramban says, I view him as a mace. Wait a second. See the Ramban. I've never seen a hezbron as Ramban. Zorak tinok merosh hagag. The Rabbi Zorik Tino, Tamar Zorik Potul, the Rehakol. Everyone says Zorik is Potul. But Hashani, Ben Bishor Ben Modem, Chiyuvim, Nei Shekir Ves Misoso. No. We bought some Eikara, and if you go and bought some Eikara, so he's a Rotseya. I'm the very Kulam. I set up a situation that we're going to die. Can you put it? Or I'm a rabbi. And Kofa plugged to Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Shalom. The Amrit, the Mekarazin, Hainami, Kemes Domi. I view him as dead. Hey, Kemes Shalom Kofa, I feel Rabbi Shalom, Domi, Domi, Mazi. Garvik Tilo, Garmi Kofa. Lo Hashoa Beskilo, Lo Baina Betashlam Kofa. I'll be Kirmi Sosa. The Mehemis, Pratlas Zeshe Kfar Mes. I cannot kill a dead person. Now, this is a very big difference. Until now, he didn't say the keli is shovar. When he said the keli is valueless, he says, just like the keli is valueless, someone who's about to die because he's falling off a building, about to hit the ground, I am ready, legabi ritzicha, of yom is dead. That one doesn't follow from the other. Ramban is making a tremendous jump. The first one's not a rotzeach. If I say Botsim Eikara, first one's a rotzeach. That means I look at my maisa in terms of I incorporate into the beginning of my maisa that which will inevitably result from it. So since when I drop this tino from Rosh Hagag, you'll definitely bump, smash into the ground and get killed. So that is all part of my maisa, and from that moment on, I'm a rotseach. No matter what happened. If I say besof, no. Until my maisa plays out, my maisa is not complete. But there's something else. A tinok, so he says, in a keli, I can hear where he's coming from in a keli. I understand it very well. That I looked at a keli, I have to have he's a common shalom, I mean, how much he's supposed to pay. So what is he saying? If there's no hefsim moment, I'm a mazik, and when I, not number one and number two, besides that, when I evaluate how much damage was done, I look at the object in its current situation. Not its, how much is all the scotch worth? No. How much is scotch worth 1 minute before it becomes awesome because Pesach came? How much is this valuable crystal vase worth right 1 second before it slams into the ground? Not worth anything. Okay. No. But that I can understand. I don't have a problem. But the Ramban then takes another step. Even if you say, but so far then, the first one's not a rotzeach, but about to slash into the ground, okay. You take a look in Tosis. Tosis is already sensitive to this. Take a look, Tosis Chovavim and Beis. Geratinim Rosh Hagag. The last Tosis. Log domi when the horak created the portal kulei ambo. A person who is a trefa, and the Ramban said he is like a trefa. This will have to understand what Tosis is talking about. Tosis, no. He's a fully live human being, Tosis says. A fully live human being. And therefore, okay. Tosis was sensitive to this, and the Ramban, and here's where the Ramban and Tosis split off in understanding what it means to Horega Satrafa. Now continue. Tolin and Tsroros, Bosa, and Tsroros, Bosa made Koros, it's the garment. If I say Meikara, was the Hashem Ben Shoven Odom, he part of the Rehakol. So the Gemara makes it a machlokas between a machlokas here, when the Gemara says it is a machlokas between Rabbi Yudah ben Seir and the Rabbanim, where if I say Meikara, he's a Rotzeach. If I say Bosa Tova Monach, he's not a Rotzeach, then the Ritzicha happened by a number of people who finish it off. And according to Rabbi Yudah ben Seir, even if nine people hit him and he's bleeding to death, and the tenth one says, okay, I'll just finish him off, and he would have died anyway, Kiriv Misasa. He's a Rotzeach. Because he's Makarev that by the extra second that he died. That's how the Ramban says. Why is he Rotzeach? Because nine people hit him, he's bleeding to death there, and someone comes and stabs him and kills him. He says, okay. He's going to die. But, instead of dying in 10 minutes, he dies right away. He's a Rotzeach. Say to the baby who's going to die when it hit ground, a second before it hit ground, I stab it. So I'm a rotzeach because of that, a small amount of time. Then I was Makarev Mis. But if it is, he said, if I would say Meikara, and it's the Maisa Ritzicha, so he says, then he's a rotzeach from the very beginning, so then he's certainly dead. Right, it's not only a din in chiyuvim. Now, if he's dead, then then there's all sorts of halacha implications. Let's say, before he does, his wife dies. The Lugabe Yerusha, Lugabe Chlitza, I can think a million different nafkaminas. But here he's talking Lugabe Ritzich.
Okay.
So what he'll say, no. That's in terms of chiyuva. But in terms of whether he's dead or not, he's not dead. He's breathing, his heart's breathing. It's lav kameis. It's not a broken keli yet. Is it a broken keli or not a broken keli? Make up your mind. It is dead or not dead. Said one equation.
Why you say ain't lo dama? How over so full of shava? Abishon nishma umnei atam zafi who paid for bosa besof mami sheni pot.
So he says, benkach u benkach. You agree with what I said about a mace. You don't agree with what I said about a mace. That's secondary. But bottom line, under all circumstances, according to everybody, as terms of mazik, think it's worthless. It's worthless. Meikara is broken already. Besof, it's worthless. So what difference? But then the question is, what do you do with the Gemara? Or I brought it in.
Talmud or Rabbi Shmuel Chai, and came and she came. And Shamini with the rabbi, the boss of my cross. Dilma Lola, Lavki Shama Chajina, the boss of the sofa, I became Hashani Pot, and Hashani became the dom. The dialogue Nishma, Kamash Pisam, Rabba Gab, the Ikla May, Meshalo Patru, the Dimri Ha Omed, Ben Yisim. And from the Mosso may correct. He said, okay. I mean, im das Rabbeinu Zal kepeirish hazeh, yofa posseh. The what's the besofa saying? He says, so what am I saying? I have the riff, who says, the way he understood the riff, you have to push it into the wall.
Why? Because if the chicken had just pushed it and it went into the wall, it would be tsroros chatzi nezek. So mineu minei means he pushed it into the wall. So therefore, what is the riff telling me? Bosatova mono azlinen. And why is he brought to here? Because it's worthless. He says, from this Gemara, I couldn't have proved anything. Because Bain according to Botsim Ikara, and Bain according to Botsim Tovah, I'm going to be potter. And the Gemara brought it in, and by the time the Gemara finished the Sugya, it rejected the whole thing. And that's it. So, what did the Ramban end up with? That under all circumstances, you break the Keli, it's potter. And he's telling you a very important thing. Mazik. I view an object, when I say A, to be a mazik, there has to be a hefsed moment. B, and how do I evaluate it? In its current circumstance, in its absolute current circumstance. How much is this object worth right now? Okay. This is how the Ramban understood. Okay. Now, what I want to do, Me'etz Hashem, tomorrow, go through the last 15 lines in the Ramban. We'll have to understand what he does about Ritzicha, and we'll get more into Ritzicha. But then, we'll compare with what Tosa says. But then, what we'll do is I want you to see the Rashba, and the Rosh, and the Rosh. That's before we get into karmic sources. And we'll see how each one understands Tzroros, what may Karasin, and how the whole sugya And okay.